Republican Dale Crafts handily won the 2nd District congressional primary in July, defeating two better-known opponents. Crafts is a businessman who has served in the legislature and is hoping that his strong support of President Donald Trump will give him an edge in November against incumbent Democrat Jared Golden. Mel Leary has this Your Vote 2020 candidate profile.
Crafts says he misses the handshaking and the one-on-one personal campaigning of the past. He's had to adapt to expanded use of social media to get his conservative message to voters.
They want open borders. They want to defund the police. I don't know about you, but I don't understand that thinking whatsoever. We have got to protect America.
Crafts, who's used a wheelchair since being injured in a motorcycle accident at the age of 25, went on to own and operate several businesses and raise a family. He attributes his success to the American entrepreneurial spirit and says his bid for Congress is a way to give back to his country.
My kids are all grown. I have the time. I have people running my businesses, which are doing a great job. So why not give back to this country what it's given me?
Crafts portrays himself as a strong supporter of President Donald Trump and his policies, from trade to defense and law and order. But he is critical of Trump and Republican congressional leaders for failing to resolve the prolonged gridlock, blocking further economic stimulus measures. He says Republicans could learn from one former president who found a way to work with a feisty Democratic House Speaker.
You remember them days when Ronald Reagan could sit down with Tip O'Neill? And they disagreed on things. You know what? They could sit down, talk, be very civil, and come up with some solutions and some compromise. That has got to happen pretty soon.
Crafts says there's been bipartisan support for pandemic response efforts through testing, personal protective equipment, and vaccine development. But he says he would also like to have seen a national policy on business closings and other protective limits.
Have we made this pandemic worse than is the shutdown worse than the pandemic? I'm starting to wonder if it is. And I hope and pray that a lot of this hype that we see out there isn't political.
Fundraising, Crafts acknowledges, has been a challenge. As of the last reporting period, he had raised just over $330,000 as compared to Jared Golden's $2.8 million. Both are also receiving some support from their national parties, but University of Maine political science professor Mark Brewer says the race has been somewhat overshadowed by another major contest on the November ballot.
Attention's getting taken away from that race a little bit because of the Collins-Gideon race, which is at the top of many people's national Senate race lists, and we're seeing the money coming in, and it's just swamping attention to just about anything else.
But given the conservative makeup of the 2nd District, University of Maine at Farmington political science professor Jim Melcher believes Crafts could be bolstered by the endorsement of Donald Trump, who won the district by 10 percentage points 4 years ago.
Crafts has tied himself to Trump, has said that he'll be a vocal supporter of him. To the extent that Trump does well in the 2nd District, that's bound to help Dale Crafts as well.
One poll from Colby College, however, places Trump slightly behind Democrat Joe Biden in the district. It gives Golden a 21-point lead over Crafts. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.